I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following content does not reflect the opinions of Fox Sports Radio. If you think it does, then you're an idiot.
All right.
Yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony,
yo,
huge show today. You know, we're going to do a segment, people, about NFL free agency.
Yep.
Well, I don't want to oversell it, but it is guaranteed to blow your mind.
Just wait.
And we're also going to defend one of the greatest coaches in sports history, who is being attacked by total morons. Anyway.
Just unbelievable.
Up, yeah, exactly. A few couple show notes here. An update in our war against big tech. You know, we want to personally just say up top, thank you to the brave heroes out there.
Thank
you know who you.
You
are. You stood up to the communists trying to silence our show. And
Unreal.
You posted reviews on Apple Podcasts. Good for you. And, you know, out of thanks
Patriots.
To you, Tony and I decided what we're going to do, we're going to do something special. If you post a review or have posted one, just go ahead, you screenshot it, you send it to our email address, info@fuscoshow.com, and you will be entered to receive one complimentary item from our merch store.
Yeah.
And we'll announce the winner next week on the show.
What a huge opportunity for all of you out there.
Exactly. And talking about the merch store, you know, last week on this show, Tony, you and I, we discussed why Nick Foles would make a tremendous president, right? Because he's already demonstrated such terrific leadership.
Yes,
and,
he has.
And he's an eagle, which is our country's mascot.
There you go.
You know, a lot of people, they came up to us and they said, but Paulie and Tony, you know, you're so smart and beloved. And also an honorary eagle. Like, why don't you two run for president? You could be like co-presidents.
Yeah, you wish.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we got better things to do than run this country.
We don't got time for that.
You know, however, we do like to make money. So we went ahead and had our graphics team make this Paulie and Tony 24 design, which you can place on T-shirts, tote bags, anything.
Anything you
get
want.
Get free shipping March 21st to March 25th. And, also, if you buy 10 items, maybe you get the 11th free or something.
What
do you want?
The free shipping is right. But the last part about 10 items is not part of the promotion.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to give you free shipping to Neptune.
Yeah, and we're going to ship you in a coffin. Now, shut up. Get out of here.
Up,
you're
right?
Done.
You know, and on the subject of him,
rest
producer,
of the show.
He did such a terrible job screening calls last week. It felt like a telethon in here. So this
unbelievable.
Week, we're going to be capping the number. We're going to open up the Fusco Show hotline. And you call early or you're not getting on at all.
Yeah.
Okay?
Plain
so
as
anyway,
that.
Before we get into all that, it's time for a word now from our good friends at Joann Fabrics. You may have heard that Joann is declaring bankruptcy. Well, we're not surprised. We didn't even know this was a store until just now.
Yeah. In fact, the other day, my Aunt Marie said she needed some fabric for her bed. I told her that she should go to Joanne, and her boyfriend Nunzio said, have Joanne come over. The bed's big enough for three. And I said, no, Joanne's a store.
Well, what is this?
What?
What do you want?
I don't remember seeing any ad copy for this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what copy I want to see? The copy of your death certificate.
Yeah, you just cost us millions of dollars from Joanne, bro.
Be quiet.
Get out of
here.
Anyway,
just go to Joanne now. Tell him Paulie and Tony sent you to get everything in the store for free. Oh, there you go. All right. Well, that's enough. All right. Well, anyway, we're running behind time. We got to make up for time. So let's get right into our top story.
Top story.
Well, the dust has settled on NFL free agency.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tony, it's time for us to evaluate how each NFC East team did. And, you know, we're always coming up with new ideas on this.
Here we are.
New segments, you know, original.
Yep, that's what we do.
And that's why right now we're going to do something, you know, clever. You know, in school, you remember how you'd get, you know, grades? Remember that?
Yep. Sure do.
Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. Get this, people. All right. Follow. We're going to give grades to football teams.
Just so smart.
Based on how they did in free agency. Yup. And we're going to kick this off with the Eagles. You know, after much evaluation and thoughtful consideration, we are giving them an A++++. And, you know, Tony, it's very clear they had a strategy all along, even before free agency started, didn't they?
Absolutely. You see, the Eagles knew they needed to get a jump start on free agency. And the only way to do that was to tank the end of the season and then lose their first playoff game before the first quarter was even over.
Yep.
That gave them a head start on free agency and allowed them to nab all the best players while other teams were still foolishly trying to win the Super Bowl.
Yup. And, you know, when the Eagles announced the signing of former Bucs linebacker Devin White, well, you could easily see what was going on there. You know, they used that playoff game versus the Bucs, not to win, but to scout new talent for this season. You know, that game was basically just a tryout for the Eagles roster.
Nick Sirianni, such a forward thinker.
Yeah, and also another thing we got to point out here, you know, a lot of idiots, they're saying, why did the Eagles get Kenny Pickett when they could have gotten Justin Fields for basically the same amount of picks?
Obvious.
You're not thinking it through, people. Look at the names. Yeah. Justin, Jalen.
Exactly.
You know how confusing that would be hearing
those
two names?
Justin, Jalen, who, me? Wait, huh, who? Jalen, Justin.
See, even there, I couldn't tell what you said, Tony.
I couldn't tell either, and I was saying it.
Yeah, well, there you go. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Keep the segment going. We're going to the Cowboys. And after much careful consideration, we are giving them an F-. And that's because they've only added, out of all the players out there, they've added one player to their roster. And Tony, this is just par for the course with them, isn't it?
Did the Cowboys even know free agency even started?
Who knows?
I mean, we know Dallas has terrible clock management during the season, but now they clearly have it in the offseason, too.
Yep.
If you ask me, I think Jerry Jones should consider buying an electronic organizer or Palm Pilot or something.
Yep.
You know, I mean, are we sure that they know the draft is like a few weeks away? Because if not, somebody needs to tell them.
Yeah, nobody knows, Tony. Anyway, while we're on the subject here, there's also more news for the Cowboys. Some very serious news. Dak Prescott is countersuing a woman who claims he assaulted her in 2017. And, you know, while we can't comment on the veracity of the story itself, we can tell you that this is already having a huge ripple effect through the league, isn't it, Tony?
Yes, according to my sources, in light of these serious allegations, Dak is now receiving significant interest from the Cleveland Browns, who feel he'll be a great fit in their quarterback room with Deshaun Watson and their new QB, Jameis Winston.
Wow.
In fact, if Dak is found to have committed these crimes, the Browns are reportedly willing to offer him a historic $500 million in guaranteed money. So we'll be keeping a close eye on this story.
Just bombshell investigative reporting there, Tony. And, well, we're running out of time on this segment.
You.
So let's just go ahead and round out the other draft grades. Giants and Commanders, Well, nothing they do is going to make any difference. So just give them that minus minuses. All right.
Yeah, they
suck. All right, let's just move on to college basketball and the big tournament this time of year. Of course, we're talking about the NIT, which, if you don't know, stands for not in tournament. Anyway, the people always say, well, the NCAA tourney is the better tourney because it has the top teams. But no, the NIT is way better, isn't it, Tony?
You know, the stakes are way higher in the NIT than the NCAA tournament. I mean, think about it. If you lose in the first round of the NIT, then that makes you the worst team in the entire world. Yep. When you watch the players in the NIT, they're not playing for glory. They're playing to avoid a lifetime of shame. That is real motivation.
Great point, Tony. And, you know, I don't want to be crass here, but as we always say, if you go on a date with a 10 and you don't get any, well, so what? You know, you tried.
But no big deal.
But if you go on a date with a 1 and you don't get any, you need to go join another species or something because you're not getting any here.
You know, maybe just don't enter any rooms that have lights in them or something, bro.
Terrific advice, Tony. And staying in college basketball, we need to defend a legend who is under fire. Of course, we're talking about the great and always unfairly maligned Rick Pitino.
Legend,
he's taking criticism because he pulled his team, St. John's, out of the NIT because they got snubbed by the NCAA Tournament Committee. And Tony, we know that Pitino is making the right move, isn't he?
Absolutely. We all know that Rick Pitino always knows when it's the right time to pull out.
Yep.
I've spoken to many sources inside the basketball industry and the escort services industry, and they all say the same thing. Nobody's better at knowing when to pull out than Coach Pitino.
Yep.
Just ask any of the waiters at the Italian restaurants.
Yep.
They say that when Rick Pitino's having sex under the table, he knows when to briefly pause so not to disturb any passing customers.
Yep.
That's Coach Pitino, always showing sound judgment.
Just such great testimony on Coach Pitino's behalf. I'm sure he's very thankful to
you
right now, Tony.
Absolutely.
All right. Well,
that's Coach
someone
Pitino.
We may or may not be thankful for. We got a callers. Looks like the phone lines are lighting up. All right. So here we go this week, Tony. Let's just go ahead and open up the Fusco Sports Hotline.
Fusco Sports Hotline.
All right. You're on the Fusco Show. Tell us your name.
Hi, my name is Matt.
All right, Matt. And where are you calling from?
St. Louis, Missouri.
All right.
Okay.
What's your take, Matt?
How do you think the tush push is going to be effective without Jason Kelce?
Terrific question. Terrific
there
question.
You
we
go,
already
bro.
Know the answer. The answer is Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
See, if you can't get raw force inside that tush, what you need is speed. And watch, Saquon is going to be able to push Jalen Hurts farther than ever.
Exactly, bro.
If he just stands, 20 yards behind the line and just comes running into Jalen Hurts is going to go flying over that line.
He has the force to push Jalen maybe 9, 10, 11 yards per tush push, bro. So we're not worried.
Good ass analysis there. Good. And what's going on in St. Louis there? Do you miss your football team? Do you cry every day because it's gone?
No, I'm a Ravens fan.
You're a Ravens fan?
Ravens fan.
Wait, you live in St. Louis, but you're a Ravens fan? Explain that.
Yeah, so he wasn't quarterbacking enough. So I like Joe Flacco. That's why.
Wait, hold on just a second. You're a fan of Joe Flacco, okay, who hasn't been on the team in seven years.
Like 10
Do you
years,
watch football?
Yeah.
Were you a Rams fan before? What happened?
No, I wasn't really a Rams fan. We had Jeff Fisher as the head coach here. He did a terrible job managing the team.
But that's sad, bro. That's sad,
yeah,
bro. Because, you got to stay loyal to your team.
Yeah, bro.
Even
you can't
if you're
just
in
flip
that
flop
city.
All over,
you can't
bro.
Just flip-flop and choose.
Yeah.
Tell me again, what team are you a fan of?
The Eagles.
Oh. Are you just saying that because you're scared, bro?
No, I just renounced the Ravens and I joined you guys.
All right. This, you know, I feel like, dude, you got to have a bit of a spine.
Yeah.
You know, you're flip-flopping your takes all around. I don't know. One day, I'd ask you a question. One time you're a Ravens fan. Next time you're an Eagles fan.
Yeah, then he's
make up your mind.
Yeah, he's a Cardinals fan. He's a Rams fan.
You know what? Let's get this guy. I'm making up my mind.
Yeah,
you know what?
Exactly.
I'm not a fan of people who aren't loyal to the team that's in
Matt,
that city.
Bye-bye.
So guess what I'm
guess
loyal
what,
to?
Matt, bye.
Kicking you off the show.
You're
get
off the
here.
Show.
You're taking us too long.
Time to go bye-bye.
We're not going to be raving about you.
Go
we're
root
gonna
for
be
the Chiefs of the Titans of the Rams.
All right. You're on the Fusco Show. Who's this?
My name is James. James DeLuca.
Okay, James DeLuca.
Where you from, bro?
The STL, 636.
What the hell is going on here? Two people directly from St. Louis.
Multiple people from St. Louis.
Do you know Matt? Are you like Matt's friend?
Yeah, do you?
No,
are you
I don't
a chauffeur? Okay.
No. You guys just have a big following over here. You know, I know that you guys are Philadelphia based and whatnot. But you guys just have an insane following.
Well, you know,
bro.
You
great
guys
point,
are lonely because you don't have a football team to watch. So we understand.
Yeah, so
you need something to live for in your sad lives. Okay, go ahead. You got a take there, bro?
Oh, question?
Yeah. I was just wanting to ask you guys, what are your opinions on the fact that Caleb Williams, quarterback, you know, prospected first-round pick and all that, what's your opinion on the news that he's actually uncircumcised?
Who's your source on that one, bro?
Yeah, source, bro.
You got a Playgirl subscription or something?
Source, this is clearly Caleb Williams refused to take part in the doctor examination. He's clearly hiding the fact that he's uncircumcised because, you know, the only other QB to play in the NFL that was uncircumcised was Jamarcus Russell. And we all know how that turned out.
Okay, bro. I don't see that on the... I'm checking Pro Football Reference right now. I don't see any kind of like C or UC or any marking like that. You need to name your sources here. You know, is it a urologist or something? Where are you getting this information?
It's a cover up.
No, the cover up is he just has a small cock,
you know, Tony,
bro.
I don't trust this guy.
Yeah, he's
making up
all this stuff. Guess
well,
what?
Guess what's getting uncovered? You on the show.
Yeah.
We're circumcising
what,
you
bro?
Out of here.
We're
get
performing a bris.
You're
and
off
you're
the
cut.
Show.
Off the
yeah,
show.
You're not making the cut, all right.
No. You're done, bro.
Get here.
FBI
off the
bro.
Show.
In a world of misinformation, spreading misinformation is just terrible, people.
Shame
you
on
have
you.
To vet everything
yeah,
in this
bro.
Business. All right. You're on the Fusco Show. Who's this?
Yeah, that's a good hat, bro.
All right, he's wearing a Sixers hat. What's your name, bro?
This is Sam in Philly, boys. How we doing?
Yeah.
All right, Sam in Philly.
Bro.
All right, what's your take? Quick question. Go. You got a big Sixers hat on. Go.
I got a big Sixers hat on. How about this, fellas? I know we're probably talking about the Eagles amongst many other things. I mean, maybe we're looking at another World Series run for the Phillies. But how about this one?
Yeah,
for
we
you?
Know how to do sports media. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, bro.
Go.
How about with this hat on, and I'm loving the Iverson commercial, and I know you boys have a great relationship
what
with
is it?
AI.
Get to your question, bro. We're up
here's
against
the freaking question.
Precious life ticking away.
I like to call the second round of the playoffs in Philadelphia the NBA Finals because it seems that the Sixers never
you
understand that there's a series that happens after
you,
that.
So you call it getting the home plate when a girl touches your arm. That's your kind of expectations. Yeah, you have the lowest expectations,
guy. I want to know what's happening right now. Is this the season that Joel Embiid and the Sixers, they can't
he's
do it.
He's
got to
get healthy first, bro. Get healthy, bro.
They can't do it with a nurse. I mean,
guess
what's it going to take to get this team out of the second
you're
round?
You're going to need a nurse when we're done with you.
Second round exit. You didn't make it out of the first round, bro.
You're
in the second round.
He's
a nurse. Tell me what it's going to take to get
you
in the second round.
You're on the Fusco Show. Who's this?
My name's Cole.
Where are you from, bro?
Which boy band are you in, Cole?
sorry. I'm from Florida.
You're from Florida. Where are you right now, Cole?
I'm in school. But
are you in the bathroom, bro? Are you in the boys' room, bro?
No. I'm just walking around the locker room right now.
Keep it pointed at the ceiling, bro.
I'm about to.
You know, Tony, look what we're doing to the education system here. Kids leaving school because they know they're not learning in the classroom.
They're not learning. They come to us for the education. Yeah.
All right, Cole, what's your question or your take?
Who do you guys have winning the national championship in basketball this year?
That's the wrong question, bro. Who do we have winning the NIT, bro? Way better tournament.
Are you talking about the NIT?
National championship.
The NIT is better. I think the NIT is better.
Exactly.
I'm not sure Butler won yesterday. But the Big East is better. So
We're not talking NCAA tourney. We want your NIT pick, bro.
Yeah, bro.
So I was busy last night, so I couldn't watch all the games. I know
You know, bro.
Guess what, bro?
Your whole educational priorities are all off, bro.
Yeah.
You know what?
You got to do your homework.
What you need to do
bro.
Is go do homework.
You got to do your homework, right bro. No shortcuts
goodbye.
When you come on the
you're
Fusco show. Because you're
one team
show.
In the NIT. Yeah.
Guess what? NIT. You're N-O-T on the show anymore, bro. You're done.
You know, that's the end, people. You don't prepare.
No
to
more.
Come on the show.
No
you should
more,
know
bro.
Every single team in the NIT. At least 30 of them. Anyway,
exactly.
Let's just wrap it. Again, people, you got to prepare better.
You
got to
do your homework when you're calling into this show.
It. Close up the Fusco show.
Close
online.
It up.
All right. Anyway, let's not let them ruin, which was a terrific show all around. Of course,
exactly.
We want to thank our good friends at Joanne.
Hold on.
Yeah. If it isn't someone who is bankrupt of brains.
Yeah, exactly. Producer Jay, what do you want?
Corrections.
Go.
What? Hurry up.
You said you came up with the idea to do free agency grades as a segment.
Yeah, bro.
Original IP, bro.
Basically, every other show does the same exact segment. It's not original at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to segment your head from your neck.
Yeah. And I'm going to grade your penis incomplete. You are done.
Good one, Tony.
Let's get out of here. We're finished.
No,
show's
wait,
over.
Wait.
Hurry up.
You said NIT stands for not in tournament.
Yeah, bro.
Look it up, bro.
It stands for National Invitational Tournament. I'm pretty sure everyone knows that but you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I can't wait to get an invitation to your beheading.
Yeah. You're going good, N-I-T-E, after I suffocate you.
Great wordplay
there,
Donnie. Good one.
We're finished.
Nope. Hold
what?
On.
Hurry up. Go.
You said you were glad the Eagles did not trade for Justin Fields. Because the name Justin sounds too close to Jalen, and you thought that would be too confusing?
Yeah, bro. Sound totally the same to me, bro.
I could barely tell the difference there, bro.
You do realize that on the 2008 Steelers team that won the Super Bowl, the quarterback was Ben, and the backup was Byron. Didn't seem to stop them.
Oh, yeah, well, you know what's going to stop you? My machete.
Yeah, and after the show, we're going to drive Byron your house and shoot you. Oh, he
can't wait for that, Tony. But you know,
shocking.
What I also can't wait for, get this, just booked on next week's show.
Who?
Super Bowl hero Eagles legend
Who?
Nick Foles.
Wow.
Hey,
great.
Don't forget what we said at the top of the show. You rate, review the show, write, post, and screenshot that review.
Do
You'll
it,
be
bro.
Entered to win merchandise from our store.
Yeah.
And, hey, Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.